All right, about to get into the news. All right, I made 3 out of 3 this week. My neck is hurting, but at least we're there. All right, so this last week, what went on in the news? More of the same. I mean, basically, we've been waiting for this war to occur for the past year now, and every week we hear, hey, we're getting closer to achieving our mission. We're getting closer to achieving our mission. So it's like listening to COVID, which we had to listen to for at least a year and a half. And we're almost approaching a year with this whole thing. So, yeah, we're all just wondering what's going on. But we're going to get into the news today, and we're going to figure it all out together. All right, something else that happened this week that was kind of surprising is that Richie Sunak got out of office for whatever reason, and Keir some Starmer, he took over. So that's a big change over in Europe as far as leadership goes. So Richie Sunak is out, and Joe Biden is in. So that's an amazing thing in of itself. Another thing that happened last week was that they had the debate, which didn't turn out good for Joe Biden, but Joe Biden has such a good team. Like, he's just a figurehead. He's just up there to say yeah, 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 but really in the background, Joe Biden adds a lot to the value of the whole pie, and he has a good team. So as long as he focuses on his team that he has and focuses on his accomplishments, and not only as the president, but the vice president, the governor, like how many connections he has for all that time. Like, it's not just getting up there and debating Donald Trump and trying to bully each other around. Like, obviously, Joe Biden's not a bully. Donald Trump, bully supreme. Not really, but really. Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, like, if they had that one old show on MTV still, Celebrity Deathmatch, it would be an epic one. I honestly think MTV should bring that back and just do this one thing, Celebrity Deathmatch with Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Not that I like seeing death or nothing like that, I don't promote that, but that would be a good match. But it wasn't a good debate between them. No. It was pretty horrible to watch. And it mainly is because there was no audience. It was like just two little guys asking questions and then one person saying a pre-scripted thing and the next person saying maybe not a pre-scripted thing. So anyways, so that leads into the first story. Congressional Democrats respond to Biden's interview with ABC News. So then Biden had an interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News. And I think his name's George Stephanopoulos. But he wasn't super friendly to Biden. He was basically saying, are you sure that you can do this job? Like, we don't think that you can. Just like they're saying over in Israel right now about the prime minister. And they're like, do you think that you can do this job? Because we don't think you can. And just like they're saying about Richie Sunak right now. Do you think that you can do this job? Because we don't think you can. So it's the same thing and reverberated around, 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 around. Made me think of, like, yeah, nothing. All right, hurricane warnings issued for Texas as Beryl eyes Monday landfall. Beryl, that sounds like when I used to ride down the hill in a barrel. That was one of the funner times of my life. I'd get inside this little barrel outside, and we had this little hill, and I'd roll down it, and it'd make me a little bit dizzy, and I'd get the barrel and put it back up on top of the hill and roll down it again. Do that quite a few times. Just like going up at a carnival or whatever. Okay. So, yeah, barrel does not look promising. And from what I saw, like, some of the data was missing. There's been a lot of data missing lately. But some of the data was missing behind when barrel began to occur, because it must have grown rapidly or something, and the government didn't want people to see that, or maybe, or some other anomaly. But if you look up the barrel data, supposedly it doesn't show it forming, like the data's missing. Along with a lot of stock market data, like I've been looking at this morning, and I've been looking at my little AMC portfolio thing, and my little guy that explains all that, and he was saying that, you know, over in South Korea, they're able to figure out who's naked short and everything somehow, and he'll fly over there, and he'll listen to him, and then he'll come back here and explain to our government how to figure it out so that it doesn't happen every single day in our stock markets, but our government lets people get away with it, which is basically like writing an IOU for a year down the road, saying, yo, yeah, give me the money up front, and then in a year from now, I'll pay you, hopefully. So it's like writing, so they got a year, 2 years now. 2 years now has been going on this AMC play that I've been in. So hopefully that pays off shortly, but supposedly the point was I was up 18% in the South Korean market. Yeah, I think that's the right market. So, but because they stopped naked shorting, or maybe they just give a preview as to what's going to happen next week in our market. Good thing I just stuck a bunch of money in there. Not a bunch, but a good chunk, just to make sure that hopefully it doubles, and then I can pay my child support that just got increased by 120%. The other day, after the Court of Washington, Superior Court of Washington ruled I could no longer teach my children religion. Yeah, they ruled us in America with the separation of church and state. You know that they don't really care about that, right? And you know that the Superior Court of Washington is the biggest kidnappers in America, as far as I'm concerned. Like, how many kids that they've taken away from their parents? Like, who cares about the 10 that come over the border when you got a million going out from their homes and their mommies and mommies, boyfriends making bank, continuing to hold them ransom from their own fathers? It's ridiculous. The whole Washington state court system is a farce. Just letting you know. All right. And if every state is run like this, then the whole system's a farce. But I'm starting to think the whole system is a farce. And I think people in Israel are starting to realize that the whole system is a farce. And so we want new government. Yeah. Record-setting heat will continue to torment millions of Americans this weekend. Yeah. Now, heat is kind of a tormenting thing because it gets too hot. I have to leave the place where I sleep at right now and go out to a different place to sleep because it gets too hot in the room that I sleep in during Sabbath. Otherwise, I have a fan going and everything's fine, but during Sabbath, it just gets too hot and I ain't turning on no fan, making the fan work. And I've been good about not keeping the lights on lately, making them work during Sabbath. But I am tired, and I was tired all day today during Sabbath. It was kind of a strange thing how tired I really was. Iran elections results, a clear message to Ayatollahs. The world must blacklist the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps. Yeah, I don't think so. But they just lost Raisi, who was their president. There's some prophecy or something that they're talking about saying that when if you back talk Israel that you're going to die in a fiery hell, which is true. But anyways, but Raisi supposedly, quote unquote, got in a helicopter wreck with like the coolest dude, one of the coolest dudes that I think is cool. And I can't remember his name, but he's like the foreign minister. He was actually a cool dude. But yeah, supposedly they got in a helicopter crash, but I'm starting to think like all these world leaders leaving office are going somewhere or doing something, because there's a lot of them. Like, even look in France, and they are having new elections, and I'm like, oh, really? Is Emmanuel Macron gonna leave office now too? Which, cool, hopefully they start a new presidency or judges or something throughout the land, and we start executing real law instead of fake stuff that lets everybody get away with anything, because it starts to get old after a while when you can't trust your neighbors and worried about going to work because of the hate crimes and worried about food never being there. Like, there's just too much crap that we have to worry about and that doesn't function correctly, that could be corrected, that nobody's going to correct unless there's epic drastic change throughout the world at one time. Epic drastic change throughout the world at one time. I was just making up that little song there for you. You can probably loop that, put it to a beat. So, where are we at? Israel-Hamas war. Hamas gives initial approval to U.S.-backed Gaza ceasefire deal. Sweet. So at least Hamas is, and whoever they represent, honestly, I don't think they really represent no Gazans or no Amalekites. Like, they're like a different entity. So whoever they represent, they gave the initial approval. So whatever that means, the initial approval to U.S.-backed. Of course, the U.S. is behind everything. Goes on. Kamala Harris changes the game with these vice president picks. We still don't know who Donald Trump's vice president is. That's kind of amazing to me. Usually we know, like, kind of right away, but I guess this time we just don't for whatever reason. So Netanyahu congratulates Labour Chief Starmer on becoming UK's prime minister. So apparently Netanyahu and Starmer have a good thing going, which is important, as being the Prime Minister of Israel, having good ties with powerful countries. Prince Harry makes a rare admission about bemused Queen's last meet with Archie Lilibet. She'd expect them to be. I have no clue what that means, but the Queen doesn't look happy. I think the Queen passed away. Matter of fact, I'm positive, unless somehow they brought her back. But yeah, and supposedly Harry lost his title, but the king was talking to somebody, Starmer, because he has to go to the king to get, like, crowned the prime minister or something to that effect. So yeah, the royal family's all healthy, all looking good, all cheery, all chipper like always. And I don't know. The amazing thing about the royal family is that you cannot really say much bad about them. Like, and really their history is pretty impeccable, except for the whole Diana thing. That was tragic, but I don't know. That was tragic. So no buts about it. So that's the only thing I really ever had on their record that I could see that was like, oh no, they might not be good people, you know, but they're good people. That's what I think. All right, Taco Bell fans cannot wait to try a new summer menu item that sold out 3 days after testing. Taco Bell. Taco Bell, I like their fire sauce. That's it. The Donald Trump party likes their fire sauce too. I guess. With South Korean rockets, Ukraine could wipe out Russian warplanes at their bases. With South Korean rockets, why? Maybe South Korean rockets go longer than other rockets. I'm not sure. Could wipe out Russian warplanes at their bases. Yeah, so they obviously do travel a long ways. All right, so wrapping up, though, we reach our 15-minute mark on this show. American allies fear Biden is finished and can't beat Trump. So, yeah, like I said, we need the MTV deathmatch to solve this one and figure out who's going to win the epic battle of president in America. That has been the show. This is World News with Israel.
Your presence is all I see.